Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight we're continuing with Siman Shin Yud Tes, and tonight we are learning Siman Shin Yud Tes. Se'ifim Yud Beis through Yud Dalud. This is page Kufman Beis on Beis. It's page 284. We are holding on the bottom of Kufman Beis on Beis at Se'if Yud Beis. So it says the Shulchan Aruch. Kol Makom Shemutal L'San In Yayin B'Sudar. Anytime you're allowing strained wine through a cloth, I mean, you see the past few Se'ifim, we discussed what the circumstances are, how clean the wine has to be in advance. You can also use a wicker basket to strain the wine. A wicker type basket. The thing is, you shouldn't lift up the basket more than one tefach above the bottom of the kli that you're straining the wine into, because you want to make some sort of shinoi as you are doing it. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan and Zayin. Kol Makom Balurav is there Harishona. This is coming to say that even wine that you're not allowed to strain through a strainer, the chanal, like we said before, you're still allowed to strain it through a kfifa mitzvahs, because it is not a normal thing to use for straining wine. The same is true with water, whether it's perfectly clear or just a little bit dirty, you're allowed to strain using this kfifa mitzvahs. This kli is made like a strainer that you would strain with the mishameres. Then would have a din of mishameres in the sun. Meaning, when we say kfifa mitzvahs, it's because it's not a normal strainer, but a kli that's made to strain liquids. So I don't care if it's a mishameres or it's some other kli that's made to strain liquids. It's going to have the same halacha. Kfifa mitzvahs were more makel mishum shinui, because it's a shinui. I'm sorry, kfifa mitzvahs were more makel because it's not something that you would normally use to strain. But even then, you have to lift it less than a tefach off of the bottom of the kli mishum shinui, in order to do it with a shinui. Why do you need a shinui? Says the Mishnah Berurah, sifchat memtash lo yaku uvdin duchal, so that it should not be uvdin duchal lefizeh. And based on that, mayim v'yayin tzlilim tegambim mishameres mutter, a water and wine that are clear, that is even mutter in a mishameres v'chanal, like we said previously, memele mutter lak biyakvif etavak biyosar. You're allowed to pick it up more than a tefach because the whole point of not picking up a tefach is to make a shinoi so that it shouldn't be uvdu duchol. But when you're allowed to actually use a mishameres, so then certainly you're allowed to do uvdu duchol. This would not be a violation. There are lots of Rishonim that say, no, we're getting it all wrong. The reason you cannot lift a tefach off the bottom of the kli has nothing to do with shinoi and uvdu duchol. It has to do with ohel, that something only constitutes an ohel if it's a tefach off of the ground. But if it's less than a tefach, then it would not constitute an ohel. And if that's the case, even if you're straining perfectly clear wine and water, the halacha would be that you cannot lift it a tefach off the ground. However, you should know, it only violates asiyas ohel if the basket covers the entire bottom kli. You're just holding it with one hand, not across the entire bottom kli, and you're pouring with the other hand, then it's mutter, even if it's more than a tefach. And even if you assume, not like this group of Rishonim, but you assume like what the Shulchan Aruch said, that the reason it needs to be less than a tefach is because of a shinoi, that would also be considered a shinoi, if you're holding it with one hand, not covering the entire kli, and pouring with the other hand. Because according to that first reason, you don't really need this kind of shinoi to not cover the entire kli. Okay, so if you give kli shema orin, perisha marikin bo yayin me'achavis, lo yitin b'pif koshin k'sanin b'choska, shein l'chum v'sanen is gedol l'mizu. If you have a kli that you're pouring wine from a barrel into to don't cover the mouth of that kli with all sorts of things to block any dirt from getting in, because that's a strainer. I mean, you just made a makeshift strainer. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katanun, lo yitein rotzolomer afilu me'erev Shabbos kedei l'sanin derech l'erev Shabbos. Even if you construct this kli to serve as a strainer on erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to strain on Shabbos. Mario Shulchan Aruch b'yayin ochr k'tzas. Shulchan Aruch must be talking about wine that's a little bit dirty. Dimu yayin salu u'mesano rak mevek samu dakan shmo. Because if it's pretty much clear wine and you're only straining because of these little teeny pieces that most people don't care about, after Mishameres Mamish Mitzur, Kamal B'Sifyud, we learned yesterday, even using a regular strainer would be Mitzur, so certainly using this would be Mitzur. So it must be that it's a little dirtier than something that most people would drink. B'chazka, so what does it mean? You can't put this stuff on the opening of the kli that's going to allow the liquid to go through and block the sediment. The derech u'litklof piv b'chazka k'dei she'akvok sam v'atinofus milavor v'alkeinu ke'in mishameres. It's not such an abnormal thing to do to block the opening so that the liquid will get through, and therefore functions like a mishameres. And the Shulchan Aruch says not just it functions like a mishameres, but she'in l'cha mesaneres g'dolu mizu. So the Mishmur is a little bit bothered by that. What do you mean? This is there's no greater strainer? What about an actual strainer? That's a greater strainer than this. So says the Mishmur, the Gemara isa de mechzi ki mishameres. The Gemara says that it looks like a strainer. Upir sharan de la mishameres mamish yishari ohuva shamarin. It's not really a mishameres because some stuff gets through. El kibud the isa kesamu the tenofis the loavribu dummy the mishameres. But since a lot of stuff doesn't get through and it does catch a lot of the junk, it's similar to mishameres. Ad kan l'shono. If it's only similar to mishameres but not nearly as effective as an actual mishameres, how could the Shulchan Aruch say ein l'cha mesaneres gedola mizu? Well, mash kasev haShulchan Aruch it she ein l'cha haynu limud the ma'akev heitav al kol panim maksan v'atinofus milavar. That just means it does a good job of blocking the dirt like a mishameres, but in a chinami it's not quite as strong as a mishameres. Now sif yudadim mutar la'aros benachas mikli l'chavero. You're allowed to pour from one kli into another, meaning let's say in one kli you have a liquid that has sediment at the bottom of it, so you want to pour, you want to separate the sediment, but you're not allowed to strain the sediment out, so you just pour from one kli into the other and you're hoping to stop before you get to the sediment. So you pour out the clear liquid that's floating on top, and then when you get closer to the bottom you'll stop pouring and the sediment will be in the original kli and the liquid will be in the second kli. So you're allowed to pour from one into the other. As long as when it slows to a drip, where the liquid that's coming out of the first kli was the very liquid that was mixed with the sediment, then you stop pouring. Because otherwise it's bore, because you're actually pulling out the liquid that was mixed in with the sediment. You're allowed to lift a barrel over something so that the wine will flow more smoothly and quickly out of the barrel. Let's see the Mishmaros of Katan and Gimel Nitzotzos. Once you get to those last few drops, Rotzolomer, Tipos, Katanos, and Taptipos, Kishnifs, and Kakiluach, that after the major flow finishes, there are just little drops that are going down. So Mukhi, it's going to look like Bora. Rotzolomer, the Mukhshu Bora, Mitoch, Psol, Shem, Shalayakli. Because it's clear that you're being Bora them from the Psolas that's stuck at the bottom of the Kli. Aval, Tchila, Shviyasim, Kshadain, and Psolas Nikar. When you first just pour out the liquid that's on the top, that's not a violation of borer, even though it was in the same kli as the junk, and now you just poured out the good stuff and you left the psolas behind. That sounds like borer. So the Dirshu who quotes it, the Prima Gadim, explains based on the Ran that since the psolas is all sunken at the bottom of the kli and you don't see it as long as the flow is going, so it's not considered to be separating it from the psolas. But once it's nifsak hakiluach and you can see that this liquid is coming out of that junk at the bottom of the kli, now it's going to be borer. The Chazanish says a little differently. Chazanish says borer is when you separate two elements of a taroves. When you have a kli where all the junk is at the bottom and the liquid is all on top, the top liquid is not mixed with anything. It's just regular liquid. Only the stuff at the bottom is actually mixed. So it's only a problem when you're pouring out the stuff at the bottom. I think you have this issue when it comes to some of these coffees, where you have like the French press, where it comes, if you're being borer, the liquid that was actually mixed in, at a certain point, you could press down partially, and the grinds are all stuck at the bottom, mixed in with some of the liquid. But you can't pour anything out from that section, which when you pour it over, it's going to come out from that section. So that's why I always thought the French press coffees are a borer problem. It sounds like a borer problem. Sivkat nun hei, shehu borer, umar yishrot zelish l'sach hazman. I mean, the reason it's borer is because you want to drink it later. Then bedaita l'shtos on the altar, because if you plan on drinking it right away, we have all the heterin. It's miyad, biyad, and ochel mitoch pseldas. Halo kaimel, and ochel mitoch pseldas, kshaborim shalai dey kli, mutter bedaita lef miyad. I mean, this is not talking about a French press, which is bekli. This is you just pouring from one kli to the other. That's considered miyad. It's not an instrument that at all helps with the borer. It's just, liquid is being held in one pitcher, and you're pouring from one pitcher to the next. V'kan, av shemarim mikli l'kli, mikol makom ikra breira, nasali deyadav. See, even though you're pouring from one kli to the other, but the borer is happening by how you're tilting your hand and how fast you're pouring. V'im nasim ksam via kli shemar b'tocho, k'dei sheyistanin heitiv. And if you put something in at the mouth of the kli to help straighten it out, because that feel the altar also, I mean, a mafsik shemastil, and it's also later, that would be considered borer bekli and not biyad, and that would be a problem. You cannot pour out the fat from a sauce, even if you're not going to scoop it out with a spoon and you're just going to pour it straight from the kli, where it's considered like you're doing it biyad, but it's problematic anyway. Because the shuman is considered psalas. So psalas mitoch ochel, asra from rotzel echel ochel the altar. Taking psalas from ochel is problematic. You're not allowed to take psalas out of ochel. Even if you want to do it miyad, and even if you're doing it biyad. That's what we focused on at the beginning of the simon. But if together with the shuman you also pour out some of the sauce, that's going to be mutter. We're going to see later on, tomorrow I think, where the Taz has a famous shita that if you have a fly that falls into your soup, you could take out some of the liquid together with the fly. That's a heter for borer. So that's the heter the Mishnah Berurah is referring to over here. That if you want to take out the shuman, take out some of the rotav with the shuman. Now the Chazanish says, you're misunderstanding. There's no heter of taking out some of the ochel together with the pseldas. The heter is that the only part that's considered a tarogas is the part that's in the immediate vicinity of the fly. All the rest of the soup is not really mixed with the fly, only that which is in the immediate vicinity of the fly. So if you take out all the liquid that's together with the fly in the immediate vicinity, you've removed the entire tarogas. You haven't separated the tarogas, you've removed the entire tarogas. So that's different than what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying, now as long as you remove some of the ochel together with the psalmas, it's not borer. Chazanish holds there's no such hetter like that. Even though through this wine is going to go out from the shmarim, it's only a borer problem when it starts to drip more slowly and not when it's pouring quickly. By the way, what we see from this Mishnah Berurah is that when you pour ochel out of a tarovis of ochel and psalas, even though what you're left with in your hand after you've done the pouring is the psalas, that's called ochel mitoch psalas. It's not called psalas mitoch ochel. One could have argued that that's called psalas mitoch ochel, because what I'm holding at the end of the day is the psalas. But no, since the ochel is what's on the move and the psalas is what stays behind, that's considered ochel mitoch psalas. Just an important point, because there are stiras about that in poskim, what we consider ochel mitoch psalas and what not. So to review what we know tonight, first of all, we said whatever you're allowed to strain through a cloth, you can strain through a basket held within a tefach of the kli, and whatever you can strain through a mishameres doesn't even need to be within a tefach of the kli. Then we had two possible reasons for requiring the basket to be within a tefach. Either what the Shulchan Aruch says, because we don't want it to be uvda d'chol, so you do a shinoi, or what other rishonim say, that it's a siyas ohel. And if it doesn't cover the entire bottom kli, then both of those problems are solved. It is not uvda d'chol, and it is also not a siyas ohel. Then we said that stuffing the opening of a kli with some material that's going to catch the psaldas is the same as a mishameres and is therefore highly problematic to pour dirty liquid through there. And then finally we said that you're allowed to pour from one kli to another, leaving the psaldas behind, as long as you stop pouring once it slows to a drip. Because at that point that it slows to a drip, that's considered to be a legitimate borer. As from tomorrow, we will pick up with Si'if Tesvav. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you so much for joining us.